Okay, everybody please stand.
Let's reach and stand by God's holy word. A lamp in my feet, a light in my path, is worth the height of my heart.
Blessed to be back in the house of the Lord this morning. I mentioned it in Sunday school, but I'm going to go ahead and mention it again. It's part of our way of trying to help folks in the hurricane. I took $500 and gave it to people that I knew would get stuff where it needed to be. Folks, I'm going to tell you something. That whole $500 went to, it was used to buy supplies. Nobody's pocket got lined. It was used for what it was intended. And that's the reason why I chose to go through it. And these people were working with Samaritan's Purse. They were getting in and out of where they were going through the help of Samaritan's Purse. And I'm going to tell you, they told me a lot of things that they seen and heard. I'm going to tell you, sad in my heart. But I want to continue trying to help as they get stuff together. So we'll work on that throughout, see what we need to do, when we need to do. Right at the present moment, they're not wanting canned goods that has to be open in Canada. They want stuff to zip off. So I know we've got all this food and clothes gathered up, and they're going to need it in a couple of weeks. Is it all right if we go ahead and send that stuff to them, brother, and take it to West Virginia? Is that all right with all the people who's donated to the cause? We'll keep adding to that each week and try to, you know, bring stuff in to add to it to where we can take a load to them and they can take it on up to where it needs to go. All right.
Send it to our folks here. They need it.
Yeah. So, okay. Our prayer list this morning, I want to give a praise report. Last night I was able to meet with one of the ladies that I think I took her off the list. It's Heather Lee Mills. Yeah, I took her off. But she had cancer, and I ran into her husband last night, and he's telling me that she is doing very good. She just had one of her tests the other day, and it come back good. So it's just keep praying for her. I know how rough it is watching, you know, to deal with Christy and Mom and Christy's mom. You know, it's very hard. Cancer is not kind. And it don't show no mercy. So let's just pray that she will continue to be in remission and do good. Okay, also Joseph Smith this morning. He's back in the hospital. So let's pray for him. Dean, Teresa Smith, Dale, Carol Love, Donnie Chapman, Andrew Morgan, Kenny Brown, Geraldine Franz, Gladys Keegan, Children's Home in India, Randy Winstead. Betty, how's Randy doing?
About the sign, I'll find out more tomorrow, but he fell, I was telling Chrissy, he fell twice yesterday, so. The second time, they called me at 10 o'clock. I don't even know why he was trying to get up. Well, I do, he wanted milk and cookies, which is something he always asks for at night. So, anyway, just please keep him in your prayers.
Amen. All right, Christie's got to go Tuesday to have a heart shock.
She said Wednesday.
Is it Wednesday? I thought it was Tuesday. Okay, sorry about that. All right, and Debbie, just remember Debbie, she's having problems with her back. Maddie, Dorothy Buff, Jeremy Johnson family, Frank and Lynn family, Amber Smith, Kayla, Anna, Abby, Megan, Watson, Janice Hendricks, Kelly Pruitt, Emily, Jen Eagle, Bill, Devin, Jimmy Walker, Judith, Morgan Little, Rosa Buff, Jacob Ruiz, Lucy Chapman, Ernie Buff, Amy Claude, Lisa Buff, April Kirkland, Jesse Sigmund, Kim Sigmund, Miss Brown, Preacher Danny Black, Cindy and Rachel Hale, Conley family, Miss Russell, Kenna Jones, Miss Evans, Barbara, Brandy McCory, Randy Loman, Sherry's dad and sister, Barry Brown, Scotty, Kim Walker, Ellen Shook, Jacob Bama, Chris Crawley, Glenn Reed, Darius Moser, Bailey Smith, Shelby family, Christine Waters' daughter, Kristen Hensley, Bill Patsy Penley, Geraldine Chapman, David Carver family, Craig Stillwell, Preacher Dwayne Loman, and Mike. See if they got anything to take away or add to.
What about our neighbor, Elaine? She's been sick to this morning. I don't remember her last name.
Okay. I was wondering what her name was. It's Elaine.
Chris Crawley, he's my cousin's son,
yeah.
And he is doing well because he actually called our nephew Randall, so he called this down in the room. He actually called, so he was saying he was doing well.
I'm going to want me to pray. Miss Wanda Johnson Bush.
Yeah.
She posted in the Facebook over there where Bishop's from and her.
Yeah.
Lordenville, something like that.
Yeah, she's from Bakersville, I believe, when he's like.
Or something like that.
Burnsville.
She said the hurricane just wiped it up a lot of places. And a lot of this her sisters. Our family still live over there, and they have a lot of need over there, and Tara and Jackson been going trips and trips, bring the water, and we have a lot of stuff over there. She wanted prayers for our whole family, the people over there.
Okay.
And I sent the message back, and I tell them, I will ask them that we can pray for our family.
And for his blessings. keep writing those people, because there's a lot of things. And, you know, he's seen a lot.
I forgot Gracia. Pray for Dorothy too, because she's been, she go, been going and go this weekend coming home from her company to help people from the hurricane to Asheville. He's coming weekend again. The company, her company, is providing a lot of stuff, a lot of people couldn't do anything to go to Asheville. And maybe she's away and provide in Asheville. There's a lot of people that they know, they have a lot of, they lost everything.
Anyone else? Okay, if not, all the candidates can be pardoned. Our heavenly gracious Father, we thank you today, Lord, for this time that you give us to come to your house. Lord, we thank you for this place that you provided for us to come and worship. Lord, there's many this morning, on this Sunday morning, this Lord Day, that would love to be in the house of God, but they're not able because they can't get to it, or even if they could, it wouldn't be there. Lord, we just pray, God, that you would come and visit each and every one of them souls this morning, wherever they may be. And show them, Lord, that you're there, that you care. We know you do. God, we just pray, Lord, that you would continue to open the hearts of the people of this nation, Lord, to help those folks there that are in need. Lord, we thank you for the folks that is, took time out of their time, Lord, to go and do and help people that they don't even know. And Lord, we pray, God, that you would be with each and every one of those folks that's up there this morning, whether they're up there by choice or whether they're there in the situation they are but not their own choice. But Lord, we pray that you be with all of us, that you would lead and guide them, that you would help them in every aspect. And Lord, we pray, God, and thank you for your children that has come together, Lord, in a time of need, to show this world, Lord, when everybody else will fail, these God's children will be there and doing the work that you'd have them to do. Not for their glory and honor, Lord, but for yours. And Lord, we just thank you, Lord, again, for your mighty grace and your love and careness. Lord, we pray for these folks that's on our list this morning, Lord. God, that you would be with them and help them, whatever their need may be. Lord, we pray that you'd be there with them and help them. Lord, we pray this morning that you help us. We break the bread of life this morning as we try to bring your word and your message to the world. Lord, we love you and we thank you. We praise your holy name. And we give thanks to God for all things that you have done. In Jesus' name we pray. We're going to be singing out of bowls this morning. You don't have to be a purple one, I think.
You got it.
two books, that's the old one, this is the new one. Page 35. Every hope that I have here in this old sinful world is anchored in the blood of the Lamb. The billows are raging and we're tossed to and fro. There's peace beneath that flow. Okay, let's get 47.
Till the storm passes by. brethren from the sky. Hold me fast, let me stand, and the hollow of thy hand keep me safe till the storm passes by.
Thanks.
I just want to thank the Lord for saving. Thank you, the Lord, for being so good to us.
Amen.
God sent his son, they call him Jesus. He come to love, heal and forgive. He live and die to buy my
tomorrow.
I
Yes, to say this is for me. Oh, no.
Senator Rose called.
I think it was in your control.
I don't know.
Yes, that.
But you know, it's kind of.
So it went late, did it? Yeah, but. Hey, you get to show them one way on your map with one time, you can run up.
Okay, we're gonna be in First Corinthians chapter 13. First Corinthians 13.
She's gonna do that.
Preacher had you pray for us.
In the flood of Lord, this time that you're so good to us, Lord, and just glad to save this one, Lord, glad to love us. Glad we came to come to your house, Lord. Let's pray and help the preacher this morning, Lord, help his heart, help his mind. Give us what you have for us, for Jesus' sake, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Now, let me see. Before I start reading, I want to say something. I'm going to be honest with you. I was one of those people. I was furious. I mean, mad. That our government didn't step up to bat. But I was studying this morning and trying to get what God wanted for us. He showed me something. Who went to the rescue? I'm going to tell you what. Most of it was Christians. Churches. Places like Samaritan. You know, even the Baptist, not the Southern Baptist, but there was a particular Baptist ministry that went. But most of it, matter of fact, this morning, when I got here, I got a text from a pastor of another church wanting us to help with them. And I had to inform them where we'd already been helping to another organization. But you know what? God said that He would take care of us. And He is. Those people that are up there, in these places, not just in the mountains of North Carolina. God ain't limited to just that one spot. He's taking care of the folks in Florida, Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, Tennessee, Virginia, however far it went up. He's taking care of it all. He is sending His what? His children. To do the work.
Amen.
Many times I've stood up here and preached to you folks about how God takes care of His people.
Yes.
How He takes care of us.
Amen.
Folks, open your eyes this morning and see the work of the Lord.
Amen.
You're seeing it. You know, the government might not be sending people up there because God don't want them in his way. Because when they go up there, they take credit for what they do. But I'm going to tell you something. God's getting credit for what's happening in this space, folks.
Amen.
What we're seeing, God is getting credit. And he's the one that deserves the credit.
Amen.
Amen.
It ain't me and you that deserve the credit.
Nope.
It ain't Joe Biden that needs the credit. Or Roy Cooper.
Nope.
It's God.
Amen.
Last night where I was at, and I'm going to tell you, was at a Republican benefit, and that benefit, all the proceeds went to help the people in the mountains. And everybody that stood up gave God the glory for what was happening. They were not lifting up themselves. They were not lifting up the Republican Party. Matter of fact, they were throwing politics to the side. And they said, this needs to be about the people. The people that need. And I'm not uplifting them. I'm just telling you what I saw. Folks, this is what being a Christian is all about. Is
Amen.
Doing the work of God and giving him the credit for it.
Amen.
It ain't about us. It's about him. And as soon as we get out of the way and let him do what he needs to do, it gets done. You see that in this week. And all that's been done, God has been the one that has done it.
Amen.
He's laid it upon his children's heart. They've come in his name, not theirs.
Amen.
And we need to recognize that this morning. We need to see that. Now, what I'm going to be reading this morning is going to be about charity. And what Paul says about charity. Charity is a great thing. Matter of fact, the very last words is spoken in this chapter, but the greatest of these are charity. You want to show God's love. You want to show God's power. It's when you, as an individual, as a Christian, say this. Hey, look, I'm willing to sacrifice for my brother. I'm willing to make a difference through and by and for the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For Jesus, for his sake. All we need this morning, folks, people that will humble themselves before God and do God's will for him. Verse number one, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, I have not charity. I am become a sounding brass of a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understanding of all mysteries and of knowledge and through I have all faith so I can remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing. Without charity, Paul says, I'm nothing.
Amen.
Folks, this morning, without charity, we ain't nothing.
Amen.
Amen. And though I have sold all my goods to feed the poor, and through I give my body to be burned, and I have not charity, it profit me nothing.
Amen.
Charity suffereth long, and is kind. Charity endure not, and envy not. Charity voideth not itself, it is not puffed up. Do it not behave itself unseemly, seeking not her own. It is not easy provoked, think no evil. Rejoice not in iniquity, but rejoice in the truth. Now, you know, Paul's saying here, you know, even though I have faith and trust in the Lord, I have, you know, I can prophesy, I can do all these things, but if I don't have charity, I'm nothing. But you know, charity is something that's very important.
Yes.
It is something that's very needful in this world.
Amen.
It's sad to say that we got organizations in this country that we live in that is supposed to be there in a time of need. But then I read and see and hear that people are begging to open their doors to these people, and they're not. But that's all right. God has got everything in control. God has got this thing in control of it.
Yes.
He knows. Folks, I don't know about you, but personally, listen. The love and the kindness and the sacrifice that I have seen this week, It really went to my heart. You know, the world out there this morning says that America is weak. That we're weak. But I'm going to tell you something. I seen this week a strong America. A country that has been devastated the way it has in part of it, and how it has come together in strength and the love of God to help others. Plus, it's just not us here, you know, 40 miles away that's helping these people. There's stuff coming from all over the United States.
Yep.
They're coming to the rescue through and by the Word of God.
Amen.
God's Word.
Amen.
It's powerful.
Amen.
Even though I see a weak government, and some organizations that's supposed to be coming to bat, but ain't, but others. I mean, folks, I've seen pictures of, and I'm not a McDonald's fan, I don't really eat there, but they had trucks, Denny's, Walmart trucks full of water and such.
Subaru?
Yeah, Subaru. all kinds of people coming. I'm going to tell you something. I don't know exactly where it is. I know Hattie knows where it's at. There's a place here somewhere that makes ice cream and milk. It's a dairy. They stopped production. Milk and ice cream. Filling jugs full of water. They would have normally carried milk. Truckloads, that part. And all I can see is God's work. And the people that He uses. Getting a little emotional on you. Folks, it makes me glad to know that this world, this country, they're seeing God do the work and not man. That's the way I see it. I see God working.
Yes.
And blessing people. I tell you what, I'm going to stop and finish this tonight. But folks, don't be little God. He's big. And He is mighty. And even though we don't understand all the time how He works, the thing is to know that He is working. He's there. And I'm going to be honest with you. I hope that this bunch of woke bunch that ain't got their eyes open yet, I hope that they'll open their eyes and see that God is real. That He's on the throne and He's taking care of us. We need charity, folks. We need charity. But I'm going to ask this church to do something. Most of the next couple of weeks, when you come on Sunday morning, if it ain't but one can of beans or a pack of diapers, a bottle of water or a bottle of rubbing alcohol, bring it. Because in the future, they're going to need, in the next couple of weeks, this ain't over. You know, just because today's the first day of the week don't mean that everything from last week is over. It's going to go on for weeks, months. Their needs. There is a complexion plate sitting back there on that table. If you don't want to buy something, throw a dollar in it. You preacher, you're not asking for 20 or 30 or 40. No, I'm asking for a dollar. To help these folks, be charitable. Show the love of God. These are my people called by my name. And God for Jesus, for His glory, His honor. Amen. Remember, it's about Him. Remember, He's sitting up there on that mountain, hungry, naked, and thirsty. sick and in prison. Let's go feed him. Give him to drink. Clothing. Be there when he's sick and he's in prison. When you do this unto my people, you do it unto me. Amen. CJ, pray for us. We'll see you tonight at 5, or Saturday at 5. Call me and I'll have things ready to go.
When we got to go, I turn around and say, I got to be here, my sweater.
You ain't got to do this, I'll call you. You get out here in the car, I'll call you.
Okay.